Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates any rapper screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top of kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is I Love Movies!
Once again, coming to you from the very harmonious Nerd Melt showroom in the back of Meltdown Comics, the hottest spot in town, literally and figuratively. It's Sunday, April 5th, Easter Sunday, you guys. That didn't stop you from coming out to the show. 2015, did I say that? Let me see your name tags, if you don't mind me taking a glance at them. Whoa, this has some sort of power cord on it? What?
It's a Ghostbusters trap.
It's a Ghostbusters trapman on it, because your name is Andy.
That's true.
Okay. I figured that one out. 30 peeps or Leslie. What does that mean?
We're sticking to the Easter thing.
It's an Easter thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, 30 minutes or less was the original poster?
Yeah.
But you put peeps on Aziz and the other guys' heads.
Yeah,
I didn't know what movie that was. It's like, what the hell is 30 peeps of or Leslie? Good job, though. I like the Easter theme. We'll see if any of my guests get into that. Oh, there's a light-up one back there, a couple lit-up ones. So this might get noticed back there. Yeah, good job. What does that one say? What does it keep blinking about?
This one?
Yeah, Jimmy. And then what's up in the corner? Like a little Godzilla or something?
It's a projector.
It's a projector. Great eyesight, Doug. Whenever I go to the movies, I'm like, start the Godzilla. And when I'm in Japan, look out for that projector. All right, Jimmy, you can put it down now. I'm going to have a seizure. What was the last movie you saw, Jimmy?
The last movie I saw last night was...
Thanks for repeating the question.
I rewatched The Edge.
The Edge with Alec Baldwin?
Correct.
Anthony Hopkins?
Correct.
A bear?
Correct.
I think that bear is in a ton of movies, too. I think that bear was also in The Great Outdoors.
Bart the Bear.
Yeah, there you go. And you watched it again because you're already a fan of it?
I I like David Mamet.
Do you like Mamet? I especially love Mamet when he's, you know, in his natural environment, the jungle. Next Doug Loves Movies in L.A. will be the free show this Tuesday night, April 7th at 7 o'clock sharp at UCB. And that's going to be a good one. I got a it's going to be a cast episode. The cast of something's going to be there. The next taping here at Nerd Melt is Saturday, April 25th, 4:20-ish. You guys know how that works. Also, Tuesday, Getting Doug with High goes live again at 2:15 Pacific time. And I'll be on at midnight tomorrow night. And Thursday, I'm at the Georgia Theater in Athens, Georgia. Douglas Movies is returning to Cobb's in San Francisco on Sunday, April 19th. DouglasMovies.com for all the dates, deets, and links. And then from the Corrections Department, it is The Lord of the Rings. I was so confident there was no the, no one really argued with me on it. I was just like, there's no the. But there is on all three of them. The Hobbit as well. And then Super Jaime is not available for streaming on Netflix currently. I don't know if they're going to bring it back or not. But if you... you know, if you put it in your queue and, you know, if you're one of those people that still has them send you discs, you can get Super Jaime that way. I still do. I still like to be having five movies, like, in my backpack, like, at the same time that I never get around to watching. But I just like having them available. Prize bag. Oh, there's so much stuff. There's multiple bags. There's a Schmovie, of course. There's a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, and then a bunch of stuff that my guests brought. So let's just get them out here. We got two oldbies and a newbie. Please give a big warm welcome to DC Pearson, Dylan Gardner, and Pete Holmes. Movies. Doug Loves Movies. And we start every show with the Doug Creed. What did you all chant at the beginning? I haven't seen that before.
Pete was very disturbed by it.
I didn't like it. It must be a few years now they've been chanting, "This is Doug Loves Movies," right there in that
spot. It felt like going clear.
It's a little bit culty. I agree with that.
Do
but it's
it
a cult that was that they want to do it. I don't.
I understand.
You know, if 1 week people stop doing it, I wouldn't insist on it.
I like your style and overall feel.
And how could Pete Holmes come on the show and not win the Pete Holmes Award?
Yay!
Which is given out on almost every episode to the person who speaks before spoken to.
Is that right? I am honored, and I'd like to just take this moment to tell you how deeply moved I am that there's an award based after me, and I will earn it today, Douglas. I will earn it.
Yeah, you already did. You already did all that was required. You came out and just started talking.
Douglas
started singing
movie.
Even. Yeah.
This is Dylan. He's in a band called Dylan. Dylan Gardner.
Yeah, he's a solo act.
And so far, up until right now, I just broke the Pete Holmes running of the champion for a rule of talking before I'm spoken to. But how's it going, everybody?
I spoke to you,
we
Dylan.
We just spoke of you. Yeah, to. That's cool.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
So. Here he is, everybody. First-time guest, Dylan Gardner. Give
Dylan
it up
Gardner. We were saying backstage, it needs a little pizzazz.
Yeah,
the name of his band is Dylan Gardner.
You think he needs an and the something?
Pete and I were trying to pitch young stuff, like to connect with the youth. We were thinking like Dylan and the Snapchats,
or maybe you know
was
like,
one that we
know,
had.
Dylan 5000 experience. Yeah.
Dylan 5000 experience. That's good. That sounds psychedelic.
Right. Could it be right. Experience.
Right, no, yeah, no, experience.
How about,
we can up the number, too. We don't have to stick to 5,000, you know.
Yeah, why not? We're making it up.
How about
7,000?
Dylan Gardner and the Gnomes.
Ooh, it's a play on the Gardner thing. That's good.
Whoa, I didn't get it. I just thought Gnomes was a fun choice.
Doug gets 5% of my
publishing. Well, Pete Gnomes would say that.
Ah! Wow, Pete Gnomes.
Yeah, Pete Gnomes is here, everybody.
I got the dick the size of a gnome. Like a fully grown gnome. That's a heavy thing. It has arms and a hat.
I was going to say, you don't want a dick the size of a gnome's dick.
Nope.
But you do want it, as a human, a dick the size of a
gnome.
Gnome,
you don't. Sorry.
Oh, gnome, you didn't.
Gnome.
Already the best podcast.
That's my David the Gnome reboot for 2015. Oh, gnome, you didn't.
I think Dylan and the Oh, Gnome, you didn't.
Okay, you know, we can go with that. You don't have to talk to Warner Brothers, but, you know, if you guys want some publishing,
do we have
anything,
to
we
speak
can work
to
out.
All of the brothers, or could we talk to one, maybe have the others on speaker? DC Pearson's here, everybody.
Hey,
DC,
hey.
DCP.
DCP.
And that name is terrible, Pete, so don't make him use it.
DCP?
No, that name you just said about the gnomes he didn't.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
But DCP, what's that stand for?
Donald Charles Pearson.
Diet Coke Pepsi?
That's like a twist. You're like, Diet Coke, I see what family of products we're in.
Pepsi? What?
Threw me for a loop. Full that, flavor at that.
Somebody's holding an array of Diet Colas. They go, Diet Coke, Pepsi? That's your name.
So I'm like a short, shitty Vine, is what you're saying. One guy goes, Diet Coke. The other guy goes, Pepsi. And
woo! It loops forever. Dylan Gardner in the 6-second songs.
There we go.
That loop forever.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll revine your album.
We have a pretty long career. You know, the album would be a good 2 minutes long. And
hey, Pete, why don't you close up the Idea Factory for Easter Sunday? Take a day off. They work hard at the Idea Factory.
Haven't you ever watched those little Beatles documentaries where Brian Epstein was like, and then you guys should have blonde hair? And
did he really say that they should have blonde hair?
No, but
that's insane.
That's why he stayed their manager.
Oh, right. He didn't say that.
No, but they didn't have Pete at the wheel. You know, they could have had some better ideas. You know,
look, if it weren't for guys like me, they'd still be called the O'Neaters.
That's actually my favorite movie of all time.
Thank you very much. I picked
that
it up
thing
off
you do. Oh man. Oh,
psychically.
Of course. No, yeah, mind reader over here, and good band namer. But you know, the Beatles would have stayed Johnny and the Moondogs or.
Yeah, well, the Beatles, the first smart thing they did was they kicked a guy named Pete out of the band.
Very nice.
Have you been to the movies lately, Pete?
I have.
What'd you see, man?
I'll answer that with a question. Why was 6 afraid of 7? Because 7 was furious. Don't beat me to it.
That guy was just going to give the normal answer because 7 ain't 9.
I can't believe I didn't get a good laugh. I saw Furious 7. Makes me so mad that in my mind I got a really big laugh. It was good. You know, it's just, you know, social conditioning. Strength is good. Women are sex.
It's Vin Diesel's had the same message 2 movies in a row.
Family.
We are Groot.
Fast is good. Furious.
Did you like it,
good.
Though?
I did like it. It was fun.
It's insane, right?
It was a fun time at the movies.
It's like every other scene is somebody going, well, we're going to drive off of this thing, so put on your helmet yep. or hang on.
Right.
And it's all just like, let's just see what happens when we drive off of this thing.
And you don't have to pay attention at all. Unlike that Lincoln piece of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, well...
Finally, Pete says what we're all thinking, that Furious 7 has more fast cars than Lincoln. Although, in Lincoln, he was on the front of a dream train at the beginning, if you'll remember.
Oh, yeah.
That thing was going pretty fast.
Yeah.
Who do you think wins in a race, Vin Diesel's fastest muscle car or Lincoln's dream train? Okay, hear me out, Dylan. Okay. Dylan and Lincoln's dream trains.
Dylan and the Lincoln dream trains.
Not
he's,
bad.
On, he's into it. That's
there
branded.
We go.
Lincoln's a car company.
ATCP. Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7, 8, 9.
No, man, because 7 was furious.
Oh.
I don't know why I used that accent, but...
I was doing it as ludicrous.
Oh, okay.
Because 7 was ludicrous.
How about as Tyrese?
7 was ludicrous!
He is confused the whole movie.
It's like, what? We're taking the cars away!
That was his audition.
Tyrese, his job on the team is to be the smooth talker that gets things done
yeah.
and convinces people to do things, and he never helps.
He never helps.
He never helps in any way.
Just
and
like,
in this last one, he's suddenly a really good driver. Like, he's got some amazing driving.
He does. Everybody does. And Ludacris can fight now, too. Spoiler. And The Rock is in the hospital most of the film.
Well, I don't think you should tell people
don't
that.
Don't act like you were going for the plot. He comes back.
It does look like the most eventful trailer I have seen in the last couple years. You watch this thing for 5 seconds. You know, Vin Diesel's driving through a dentist office, and then suddenly he's at the Beatles at Shea Stadium, and then suddenly...
There's two ladies fighting in cocktail gowns. There is.
Yeah, one of them's Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
And she doesn't win the fight with an armbar, strangely enough.
Is it too late to put the DeLorean in Fast and the Furious?
No, because it's the DeLorean.
Right.
It's never too late with the
it's
DeLorean.
It's never too late.
Just get it up to 88 and put it wherever you want. We're going to Abu Dhabi.
Okay, can I pitch you guys a character that I won't
We
be
don't
able
need
to...
roads. We'll drive from building to building.
A character that my friends and I came up with that I can't find a place for anywhere, so I'll just say it on this podcast. That way it'll live somewhere. The character is called Docs Brown, and it's just Doc Brown who's just been doxed. So he's just always like bursting into the room. Like, Marty, they doxed me. 1.21 terabytes of data, Marty.
What is doxed?
Doxing is, yeah, well, now that I've mentioned it on a podcast, I will get doxed, but doxing is like when like cyber terrorists, in order to enforce their will upon you, like find out personal information about you and then like leak it to the internet. And so Doc Brown is like freaked out about that. Yeah.
I thought it was
Dylan in the doxes.
Dylan and the Doc Martens? Maybe Dylan.
Oh, Dylan and the Dylan and the Docs Martens.
I am Docs Martens. Yeah.
It really confused you. How old are you? You're a young man.
18.
You're an 18-year-old, and you've referenced Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm. The Beatles several times.
That Thing You Do, which came out in 1999.
That's weird. He doesn't look like a nerd at all.
It's a
he
podcast.
He doesn't look like he'd be smart and into stuff.
I was trying to explain the world of Laserdiscs that I actually am a pretty heavy collector of Laserdiscs. I'm trying to explain why the
last thing we said, what he said before we went on stage was the last movie I watched on Laserdisc was My Cousin Vinny.
Now, here's the general rule about Laserdiscs.
You gotta be able to freeze frame when you're watching that movie just to kind of catch your breath.
Of course. It's amazing.
Thank God Laserdisc came along.
I stand by a couple of rules with Laserdiscs. You have to get either an amazing action movie. If let's say Furious 7, that'd be a great Laserdisc movie. Or you get something like 9 months with Hugh Grant. Like, you know, when you're playing Magic the Gathering, spoiler, I play Magic the Gathering, and you need some background noise. You either need, you know, 9 months.
Spoiler for what?
I can't believe the day I heard that Dylan plays Magic the Gathering.
Was that going to be
really
the end of Star Wars?
I really that. It really spoiled it when he said that.
And you need background noise.
It's a life spoil.
Isn't the jocks yelling, nerd, isn't that enough?
That's why
the fizzing of your retainer in the Efferdent glass enough? Those are two excellent riffs.
That's why you play in your mom's basement, though.
I bet Magic's a really fun game.
It is a very fun game. You get very into it. You lose friendships. It's Monopoly for grown-ups.
Yeah.
Is there I'm very old, aren't I?
Is there a little dog character?
Oh gosh. I mean, you know, there's angels, demons,
it could be whatever you want to
goblins.
Be.
Oh. You know, lots of stuff, lots of different classes.
It's Monopoly for grown-ups. So Monopoly, the game about high finance and buying real estate, that's for children. The one about goblins.
A lot of
grow up and get some goblins, why don't you? Get some gnomes in here. You're goddamn 45.
A very good riff. A very good riff.
Thanks, Pete.
Pete Gnomes, what did you bring for the prize bag? What is this?
I did a corporate show for Comcast, and they gave me that notebook. And then I wrote at the beginning, I said, genius goes here, so you can write your genius. And then I drew a cat person.
A very good drawer, sir.
Which is a cat that is a person.
All right, so that's a book with no words in it, so you'll have plenty of time to read DC's book, Crap Kingdom, which is also in the prize bag.
Oh, it's Ooh. Your book?
Yeah.
You wrote it?
Yes. He's written a couple
two
of books,
novels, Pete Holmes. Published.
Novels?
Published novels.
Novels?
Yes, novels at that. Crap Kingdom and The Boy Who Couldn't Sleep and Never Had To.
Novels?
Yes.
You like to read again, man. Does writing a book count as reading one? I've never finished a book, but if I wrote one, they'd be like, he had to have read this. He wrote it.
Oh, because you were saying that. No, yeah, I guess.
That's like having children. Like, you've definitely read two books.
Oh, you're saying, like, when you have kids, people are like, you've at least had sex twice.
And you've read two books.
Right, and then I had sex with the books.
Well, I'm assuming that's why the middle pages are blank and lubricated.
Now, Dylan brought a whole bunch of stuff for the prize bag, like a whole separate bag. Do you know what all is in there?
Yes and no. I decided to... well, let's see.
Doug falls rudely.
I'm clumsy, but I never go all the way. I never fall all the way down.
You're such a tumble prude.
Yeah.
So let's see. Interesting story. I get a call a couple days ago.
That's
what
great.
A dreamboat.
Yeah.
So I get a call
that
a couple days
like
ago.
A variety of acid. Yeah.
So my landlord dies, so I get 30 days to move out of my house. So I take everything
Your mom
that
died?
I can see. No, my landlord died. No, I can still play magic.
Good night, Pete.
That is
good
the
night.
Rip of the century. No one even laughed. It's so good. It's like 3 in the afternoon. These are not my working hours. That was excellent.
The listeners loved it, Pete.
I bet. Yeah.
Don't worry about I the bet. Folks that are here ignoring you.
Dylan, keep going, my friend. I'm sorry. Your landlord died.
So, yeah, so we have 30 days to move, right? So we have to get everything, like, out of the house in 30 days. So I decided to bring a bunch of CDs, a couple of my vinyls of my album that came out. If anyone collects vinyl like I do, like I collect Laserdiscs or anything, that is Muse, some good records. And that is, of course, that's Dylan Garner and the Snapchats, the new name.
This is going to be one of those things where then I like listen to your music and I love it and I'm like, I can't believe I made fun of your dead mom. Like, I just know it.
Why Pete, if I had a nickel for every time someone made fun of my dead mom.
Wait, you said you're a little bit like fun.
A little bit like fun. I mean, we're both from around the Arizona like area, and we have the same. We go through the same Paul McCartney Sneetches machine of songwriting, of you know the super melodic appreciation and like super energetic.
Well, we riffs. Have standing by a little bit of one of your songs. Would everybody like to hear a little bit of what Dylan's music sounds like? Do you know which one this is, Dylan?
I would assume it's the first single called Let's Get Started.
Here it is. Let's Get Started.
It's like the worst remake of Wayne's World.
I like it.
Hey. Hi.
Thanks, you guys.
I like it. It's like a fun montage song.
We were all bobbing our heads.
It was
we
a good montage.
You know what I mean? Bobbing. I feel like we're in act 3 of the movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, Pete, I like knock a beer out of your hand, and I'm like, we got to save the frat house.
Yeah. And we're mopping and painting. And the dean is like, they're all right.
That wasn't bad, DC. That was not bad.
Thanks, Pope of Riffs.
Do you play an instrument?
I'm playing everything on the record, basically. I'm playing guitar, drums, bass, piano, singing, and I co-produced it, and it's also recorded in my bedroom, because we made it independently and put it up on Spotify, and the album got over 2 million plays just within a couple months.
Oh, wow.
And Warner Brothers called, and now I'm on Warner Brothers.
And if you recorded your... Oh, we're not doing bits? You'd rather applaud than hear my riff? Okay,
thanks.
Hey, way to go.
That's probably a good call.
Pete, you've had
this audience
enough.
Knows what they're doing.
And if you record in your bedroom, you can take ample masturbation breaks. Right there in the studio.
Bam!
Right on the bass. How'd you get that sound out of the kick drum?
No comment.
No comment.
No comment.
No, also, you want to do the pun or should I do the pun with comment? No.
Comment? Comment?
There we go.
Not going to say it. I've already...
Well, I like your sound.
Thank you very much.
I think you should leave Warner Brothers. They don't. Who do they got? T.I.? Come on. Who do they got?
You've referenced the Beatles a number of times. They were on Capitol.
They were on, or Parlophone, which Warner Brothers distributes.
Oh.
Oh.
I just got
UK'd.
Music industry'd.
You got UK'd. I mean, that's the, yeah. You got UK'd, DCP.
I did, and I gotta take it.
Well, you got a ticket to ride.
How long did it take to write the album?
About 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah, I write.
Is it about a breakup? Is it one of those betraying, it's like sounds happy, but you're like, you fucking bitch, you broke me.
Yeah.
You said the hand jobs would be forever.
Okay, Dylan Gardner and the permanent hand jobs.
Oh! Okay.
That's pretty good.
And the sales have gone through the roof.
You know how sometimes people hang a CD up from their rearview mirror? You should do that with a laser disc.
A CD from their rearview mirror. You're going to get blinded and run off the road.
It's dangerous, yeah.
That's the first thing Vin says to the crew. He's like, tear down the CDs from your rearview mirrors. This one's for all the marbles. We're not fucking around here, Tyrese.
What? How do I turn the windshield wipers off? The blinker won't shut off, Vin.
Family.
All right, so
family.
See it in the theater. Lots of hoots and hollers.
This says weed the people.
You mean get rid of the shitty
very,
people?
It's very.
Is that an Illuminati T-shirt? Get rid of the shitty people.
Like weed them out.
Yeah, weed them out. Pick
them out.
The low functioning mongoloids and get them out of here. Is that what it says on the back of that shirt? 1/3 the population, human slaves. Is that one of your albums?
No.
A lot of totalitarian imagery from you, Pete Holmes.
Yeah.
Are you projecting? Are you formulating your next move as a
God? My
some goal, sort of separatist movement.
My goal is to get big enough where I'm approached by the Illuminati. And you're a fool if that's not your goal.
Right.
Two books.
How do you think it happens? What happens? How do you get approached by the Illuminati?
Well, it's exactly like his Warner Brothers story, but it's a more powerful person.
I was actually informed by a sixth grader at a high school that I played this week that I am very good and I should watch out for the Illuminati.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I'm not joking. I was actually told to watch out for the Illuminati, so I'm currently in hiding. That's why I'm moving.
Nah, man. Get in. Embrace it.
Get in. Yeah.
He was like, hey, watch out for the Illuminati and also cooties. All right, see you later, man. Like, man, sixth grader really...
Is this your retainer fizzing in the affidavit? Or should we put on a laser disc?
You got to remember that the Illuminati are often closer than they appear.
If you were in the Illuminati, this is my reaction.
That's nice.
Did you see a movie that you've seen lately, Pete? Did you say one?
Yeah, Why Was Six Afraid of Seven?
Oh, that's right.
And Dad, I don't think I want to join the Illuminati anymore.
Because
you don't have to.
Seven was furious.
What do you think they're going to call the next one? They're acting like this is the last one, but they'll make another one.
It
made $124 million this weekend.
Yeah. Furious 8 and the Gnomes.
Ninth highest opening of a motion picture of all time for Furious 7.
What about
Ocho Rapido?
Ocho Rapido.
International appeal.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, Ocho, I think that's rapido. Great.
The movie is for everybody. Most of the dialogue is vrooming and vrooming.
Language of...
There were Japanese people there. There were Mexican people. Everybody was just like, we get it. We understand what's happening.
I mean, where do we go now? We've been in air. Do we go to space for number 8?
No, you just keep reheating it.
You just
like, do the donuts the other way, Tyrese!
What if they just go really low stakes and do all shit you do in the parking lot in high school?
We gotta do burnouts until we save the president.
We're shooting stop signs until the Congress gets our bill passed.
I interviewed pretty much everybody in part 6, and I asked them, I want to see if you know the answer. I said, were those your feet? You know, they always show the feet on the clutch.
Who definitely they, not their feet.
You don't think it was their feet?
No.
On set, they're just like, stunt feet!
Why would they make the actor sit in the hot car just to get a shot of their shoes? Their
feet. You think the stunt feet guy wears his sunglasses indoors when he goes everywhere? He just thinks he's amazing. Do you even know my resume? I was stunt feet in 9 months. I was stunt feet.
I was the foot in Monty Python.
He's in the foot Illuminati. I go to the back of the Foot Locker and you pull down a very specific Jordan. It rotates.
I did all the painting in my left foot.
Their queen is Uma Thurman.
Yes! Shut it down. Power down the riff factory. We can make no better riffs.
We did.
I would love to hear a Bruce Springsteen song about Pete working in the riff factory.
Working in the riff.
Yeah. Everybody's gone home, but he's got a slide whistle.
You know, the guy probably pays his rent off the Tough Actin' Tenactin' commercials, man.
Tough Actin' Tenactin', another reference you shouldn't get. What's next, Nuprin? What the fuck is going on? You were born in 2014.
Tenactin is still a thing, Pete.
Nuprin?
No, but Tenactin, your first example.
Television.
Yeah, your springboard.
Tenactin is more relevant than ever.
I've moved on to Nuprin.
More relevant than ever. That's their slogan.
It's a little defensive, Tenactin. Tenactin's more relevant than ever. Gosh darn it. We're never going to get rid of feet.
You need it more than you think.
You can't put feet in the cloud. They're just like really defensive. How are you going to upload your feet? Yeah.
There's no app for your feet.
It's more like the Tenactin executive talking to his 14-year-old daughter.
I don't know why they're not all laughing too. I'm just thinking of Don Draper just going like, you can't upload your feet.
Okay, last product Don Draper pitches on Mad Men. Go.
Ooh. Fast and the Furious 8.
It's called
Flash
Ocho Rapido.
Cue music.
It's not a track, it's a carousel. It's as best I could do.
It's a lazy.
I thought it would all be riffing. I didn't know that would be the closing riff.
It's just a lazy
your body
season.
Would you just sat back? Yep. You were like, DCP
let
out.
Hang Pete out to dry with this one.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sandbagging with this riff.
I can't wait to edit this episode.
Dude, family. You can't edit the episodes.
Have you been to the movies, Dylan?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. The last
Did I
time...
ask you already?
No, you've asked Pete twice, though.
So Pete, that counts. What was the last movie you saw? 384?
I'll answer with a joke. Why was 6 the greatest ever? Because 7 was furious!
You're going to need a DeLorean to edit this episode.
You edit this. Friendship over.
The last movie I saw in theaters was Whiplash.
Great movie. Yeah.
Very okay. similar to Furious 7.
Very similar to Furious 7. A little less bongo drums, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
There was no upskirt shots.
The thing about Whiplash, I felt it was so good that, was it J.K. Simmons? He's so good that you actually get genuinely mad at him. You actually feel like you're, like, you know, it's not like most movies... You know, you're aware that you're watching a film. And when we were in here, we were just like, I can't believe that. You know, I can't believe he would treat somebody like that. You know, were you rushing or were you dragging? I had one major plot hole, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it does not take 3 minutes to rent a car in New York. I mean, if people have seen Whiplash, this kid rents a car like he was picking up Fast and the Furious 7 on Blu-ray DVD release, and you know, suddenly, spoiler alert. I mean,
it takes about 4 hours with no reservation.
With no reservation, and you know, I mean, how old do you have to be to rent
Plus,
a car?
How old is that kid?
Exactly.
You have to be 25, and also...
Was that kid 25?
He was not 25.
Yeah. And,
he was rushing, he was dragging, but was he 25?
Dylan just called Miles Teller a kid.
I'm a so child
that was,
as well.
That was entertaining.
Miles Teller is the drummer boy?
Yeah.
Dylan, can I pitch you a bit?
That was the original title of the movie.
This is
Little Drummer Boy.
J.K. Simmons, Magic the Gathering coach. Are you ready?
Right, okay.
Were you rushing or were you dragging?
Yeah.
Oh! I feel like we can all do a J.K. Simmons. I've never tried it.
Okay.
You can hear it, though, right?
Hmm. Come on. Give it do better. So he's Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah. Wait. Was it a great big fat beat? Judah, why are you pregnant? Do you want some farmer's insurance?
Riff Factory. Riff Factory.
Put the fucking pictures of Spider-Man in the basket.
Put the fucking pictures of Spider-Man in the basket.
Oh, good old J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah.
Jonas.
Do better. Jonah. Trump better.
How obscure can we get with J.K. Simmons' filmography until we're just quoting that episode of Scrubs he was on or something? And you know,
I think you know how deep we could go. DC, if I asked you about the movies.
You have not. One of the last movies I watched, I didn't watch it in the theaters. I saw it at home this week. It was The Spectacular Now, also starring Miles Teller. So I'll go with that theme. And I thought it was spectacular. Wow. That's what I'll say.
That movie was not great. Good.
You don't like it?
You don't like spectacular? I'm not asking. It's not like my opinion. It's objectively not a good movie.
Spectacular Now? Oh, I loved it. I couldn't disagree more.
No. You're wrong.
I thought it was like a very organically paced, well-acted
team. Was critically praised. The Shailene Woodley is always great.
I would take every critic that liked that movie. 5 minutes alone with me, they'll see my.
What, okay, what's your beef, Pete?
It's like a study in how much charisma John Cusack has. Like, you can't just be like,
you don't think Miles Teller's charismatic? I think he's intensely charismatic in that movie.
Nope. He's doing an impression of an interesting person. Okay. It's not good. He's not actually interesting. I don't mean to shit on the kid. He's very talented, obviously. I didn't like him in that movie.
Miles Teller's
been
called an impressionist and a kid in the last 8 minutes. We apologize to Teller.
I feel like I know that kid that he's being in that movie where he's so charismatic, and I felt that he was, that everybody's like, you can keep fucking up. You'll figure it out, man. It's fine. Like, all the grown-ups in his life are like, he'll get it together. Look how funny he is. I understand that.
He had a tough upbringing too, Miles Teller. I don't know if you know his backstory, but he was raised by a mute magician named Teller.
Oh, it was worth it. It was every penny.
You know what? It's always worth it. You have to take those opportunities.
His ta-da-da.
Oh, boy. Riff Factory!
Focus, Pete. we need to play some games,
dad.
You guys. We need to play some games.
Dad, bro.
Do you mind if we play some games, Pete?
Let's do it.
Let's play some games.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay.
Let the games begin.
Lots of folks made name tags. Everybody on stage,
Spooky,
except for me, needs to pick one that they're going to play for.
Ones.
So physically get up and go choose the name tag you'd like to
represent
today. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages from my mouth.
Hey, everybody. The wait is finally over. Baseball season is here at last, and the excitement continues all season long at DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments, just instant cash, instant gratification. Why wait until the end of the season to claim victory when you can win huge cash every day? At DraftKings, it's like a brand new season every time you play. Just select two pitchers and eight position players, stay under the salary cap, and you could be on your way to an enormous payday. Last year, Peter from Colorado, let's not drag last names into this, won $1 million at DraftKings in one day just playing fantasy baseball. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans like you have already cashed in at DraftKings. Now it's your turn. Hurry to DraftKings.com and enter promo code MOVIE to play for free. You can win part of the $300 million in prizes being awarded this season. Use promo code MOVIE for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Also sponsoring today's show, A24 presents Ex Machina, a sci-fi thriller directed by the writer of Sunshine and 28 Days Later. The Telegraph calls it bewitchingly smart science fiction, and the Daily Mirror declares it an instant classic, starring Oscar Isaac, Domhnall Gleeson, and Alicia Vikander? I hope I'm saying that right. She's awesome in the movie. I've seen it. You should see it, too. Ex Machina opens in select theaters in New York and L.A. on April 10th and more cities and theaters every week after. Back to the show. And we're back. Who are you playing for, DC?
I am playing for Jimmy. He has a light bright, and it looks like a light bright that was made in the past 5 years, and I did not know it was still a thing. So here we go.
And this right here in the corner is Godzilla.
Is it? Oh, okay.
It's a little Godzilla.
I didn't know that.
He's breathing fire out of the front.
I thought it was a movie camera, but I liked it because it adapted to the space. It was blinking in this dark, meltdown-lit space, and I could see it. So congrats, Jimmy.
I am playing for Dr. Andy Venkman of Ghostbusters fame. I am holding this ghost-catching machine, which legend has it still works, as I was informed a couple seconds ago. On the back it says...
you don't want to read that part.
I shall not read
we'll
that
save
part.
Save that for later. You're playing for Andy. And who are you playing for, Pete Holmes?
I'm playing for Colleen Graves. That's all. She made one that says Killers from Space. She just was sitting very politely, and I thought I'd take it.
It's a nice reason to pick one.
You know?
Yeah.
I thought Light Bright was a little on the nose.
Did she... Did she put a shithead on the back?
She did.
Okay.
It's just a
save
mirror.
Save it. How does she know you would pick it?
She's like, I'll just sit politely.
It's one thing we know about Pete Holmes. He likes a quiet person. Opposites attract.
God damn it, Douglas.
God damn it.
God damn it, Douglas.
Let's start it off
Stunt
with
feet. A game I like to call How Much Did This Shit Make?
Woo!
Thanks, Pete. This is where I'm going to name a movie, and you guys all have to guess how much it made, and it's...
50 mil.
Entire box office. Do you want to just make that bid right now? Or do you want to wait and hear what movie we're talking about?
Is it Pearl Harbor?
If it was, you're way off with 50 million.
If it were,
it made a lot.
I'm way off.
If it weren't, and it isn't...
I'll wait. I want to play
this
one.
You're way off it.
This one isn't caste-based, so I have a chance, like India.
Caste-based.
Woo! Woo!
Woo! You can't do your own woos after...
Tyrese does them.
Woo! You're going to jump off a what? Woo!
Have you seen the movie?
It's fun to be Tyrese. Yeah, I have seen it.
It is fun to be Tyrese.
I haven't, but I'm going straight from this to see it, just so I can see Tyrese. And I will woo in the theater. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh yeah, it's a wooing movie.
It's a fun time.
It's the fastest-paced Fast and Furious movie, I think. It went by really quick for me.
Critics are calling it the most furious movie of the year.
And I don't think this is a spoiler. Paul Walker's great in it. Like, it made me really happy. I'm not trying to be dark. Like, I thought, I didn't know what...
You didn't freak out whenever it was obviously, like, a CGI Paul Walker face like, on one of his brothers?
No. Or you weren't like, oh, it's just for John Cusack.
He's pretending to be a fast person. See, I'll riff against myself. I'll go whatever way you want. All right, what did it make? Alvin
right,
the Chipmunks,
hang
two,
on.
The Squeakquel.
He wants to play it where we guess the movie guess the and movie. Also how much it made. Yeah. Like we're trying to hit a baseball with another baseball.
You are a magic man.
Pete, I like being around you because it's like being around like the funniest person, and then also inside of you is your own, like you brought your own friend that's not in comedy. That's just like, dude, I don't know how he does it, bro. And they're both inside of you, warring at all times. I want you to be free. I want you to be free, Pete.
I smell a third book idea. That is.
I'm going to steal that journal and write it in.
I've never been more aptly described. Thank you, DC. All right, Doug, what's the movie?
It's the first in the series of. We all know it wasn't the best, as the movies have gotten better, but the first, The Fast and the Furious.
Oh.
The first one. DC, go ahead and start the bidding.
Frosted Tips, Paul Walker.
The closest without going over, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say. I'm going to say $80 million.
I'm going to go with $65 million.
Okay, Pete, we've got 80 million and 65 for
now,
the
first.
Now, if
I say 81, do I get any naps?
What?
If I say 81, what, you boo there?
What you, it's the ghost, hurry.
People.
Throw out your trap, Venkman.
That was.
People consider it to be a shitty move, but it's also, we are playing a game.
It's a winner's game.
All right, $90 million.
The ghost is like, I couldn't rest until I heard the word 90. Thank you.
So nice of you to give him that 10 million window for possible win.
Dough. It was a dough window in case he might win. Dough. That last dough means.
So you went with 90?
Yeah, I went with 90 as to not be a dick in this game that means nothing.
Well, you're our winner, Dick, because. Made $144.5 million.
Don't underestimate the stupid international market.
Just domestic, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't underestimate our stupid, stupid country.
Those cars are bad! Let's see it again!
Every high school boy was required to see it four times, whether you liked it or not. I thought it was okay, and I saw it four times.
Yeah. It was like Titanic for the bros.
Yeah.
Bro-tanic. Bro-tanic. That was Dylan's joke. I just said it louder.
You learned a lesson here today,
There's my high school experience right there.
Oh, he's so relatable.
You get to go first in this next game, Pete. And okay. Then we will go to Dylan and then to DC. And then we'll just go around and around.
Just like Fast and Furious.
Mm-hmm. Or Rat.
Yeah.
We'll just drift from topic to topic.
Hey, you got my rat joke.
This is a new game that is in need of a name. I couldn't think of a good name for it. So I know Pete loves to name things. So
I do.
We'll see what you think it should be called. It's like Last Man Stanton, but easier to play and yet also more complicated at the same time. Yeah, so here we go. Basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to name cast members from one particular film.
Oh, it's a cast system.
Do you have one more India joke locked and loaded?
Dubai can't think of one.
You're the worst exotic Marigold Hotel. Right, so basically, when I get to you, I'll tell you.
Do you think the Yelp reviews on the best exotic Marigold Hotel are just like, it was great, except for the sound of old British people just fucking all night?
Which sounds a lot like putting too much mayonnaise on a single slice of bread.
Yo, man, how does he come up with that?
See, it's being externalized into the meme.
Tyrese.
The three of you have a chemistry that is interesting.
Doug, I have a riff.
Hmm.
Tyrese's Pieces.
I didn't get that chocolate, that peanut butter! Woo!
And then he just runs over E.T.
Oh, no!
Wow! It's basically just a Chappelle impression.
Wow!
Or an Aziz impression.
Wow!
All right, Tyrese, we have to jump.
No!
Woo! All right. So all you got to do is when I get to you, I'm going to name an actor. We're going to go through seven actors, and when it gets back to you, you have to name another person, another movie that actor was in without repeating. And also, here's the big tricky part. We're going to do it with the cast of Furious 7, all Furious 7. But you can't use other Fast and Furious movies in your answer. So this is the other films of the cast of Furious 7.
All right.
And
it wasn't their feet, by the way, for those of you who are still wondering.
Somewhere out there, there's really a stunt.
I had a pretty good reason for it not being their feet, and so that's why we moved on.
Yeah.
Because I had a good explanation why it wouldn't be their feet.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, here's another one for you, Pete. Vin Diesel played Groot on the set of Guardians of the Galaxy. True or false?
On the... What?
Okay, oh, forget was, it.
I know this one, and I know there. Who actually played him.
You mean he wasn't actually there, it was just his voice?
I mean, he was the stunt foot.
That's
mean.
How it was done, yeah.
Sean Gunn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gilmore Girls is Sean Gunn.
Sean Gunn?
Mm-hmm. James Gunn's brother. Peter. Being right's not funny, it's just being correct. I just proved it. What's that?
Relative of Peter Gunn. You know, I'll take that. That's the best one I got today.
That was Sean's A&R guy.
No one's going to hear that one on the recording, I don't think. That was a deep laugh back there.
I like it.
But it was really funny. The one guy thought it was funny in the back.
I like it. Just silence and then...
It might have just been somebody stepping on a chew toy.
Like,
it just,
like my punchline just hit him in the head and just like, huh.
All right. We'll start with you, Pete. One of the stars of Furious 7.
Okay.
Jordana Brewster.
Who is that?
You're out. Cut his microphone for the rest of this game. Not really. You could still say stuff.
Jordana Punky Brewster? That.
Dylan, name another movie that's got Jordana
Give
Brewster in it.
Give me Michelle Rodriguez.
Shot in the dark, you've got mail.
Okay, you're out also. This game's awesome.
You had to try.
Jordana I tried to make it easier Brewster. For everybody, and it got harder.
I am going to just go ahead and be like, was she in Blue Crush?
This is great. All three of you just lost.
I have a name for the game. What they in? Wrong. It's time to play what they in? Wrong.
All right, so that was an example of how terribly this game could go. Let's start with Pete again with the next name, and we'll start again. See how it works out. Name any other movie that Vin Diesel is in.
Boom. Chronicles of Ridiculous. Riddick.
All right, now what I need you to do, Pete, is not add boom to the beginning of a title.
And don't add ridiculous.
Don't change the words themselves
Chronicles
in the title.
Chronicles of Riddick.
Is he allowed to woo his answer?
Is there a the at the beginning of it?
Yes. Yes, the Chronicles of Riddick.
I wasn't asking you, audience member. Please don't do that again.
The Chronicles of Riddick.
I'm going to do a play off of words off of boom. We're going to go with doom.
What do you think is happening right now?
I think Vin Diesel
He's
is
gone.
In doom.
Right, but that's not the next thing. We're moving on to the next name.
Oh, now we're moving on to the next name.
We're going to see how the game actually works now.
Okay.
Next name.
Next name, yeah.
Next name.
Is Ludacris.
Ludacris. What is Ludacris in? Besides the pass, man.
Okay, man, this time you're really out. DC, a movie with Ludacris in it.
Oh. Yep. Ludacris is in. I also don't know what Ludacris is in, besides the Fast and the Furious movies.
All right, Pete wins this fucking game.
Baby.
Pete got Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel.
I got Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel, my Nizzle.
Well, if we really get going sometime, I think it could be fun, but...
Pitch black!
We hit a fucking pothole immediately.
The weird one where he was a lawyer or something.
Oh,
find me guilty!
It sounds like a leprechaun saying that. Oh, find me guilty!
What was the one with Ben Affleck where they were all stockbrokers?
Oh, Boiler Room.
Boiler Room, yeah.
Yep. I like that better than Wolf of Wall Street. JK.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay, thank God. He doesn't like Spectacular now. He has Boiler Room and The Wolf of Wall Street in the wrong order.
I was so mad. I'm going to challenge you to watch Spectacular now again.
Okay, I will.
You know what? But me pointing a gun at your ass.
That's really going to change the experience. Because you'll be like, I'm going to shoot you. And then the other guy inside you will be like, dude, he's going to shoot you.
The entire time he's just like, are you rushing or are you dragging?
Pete, were you expecting like something spectacular to happen? Is that why you were disappointed by it?
I just found him charismaless.
Oh, wow.
You should.
That's the name of my new album.
Do you also find like
you know when I don't want to be on the record shitting on that kid, but I didn't like it. I thought the girl was fantastic.
Shailene Woodley, yeah.
Yeah, she was really.
Yeah,
nice.
She's real good. Yeah. So that should give the movie enough of a.
You know,
he maybe drags it down that much.
I thought he was great in Whiplash.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's when I always thought he was a good actor, but I always thought he was kind of saddled with roles where he just had to be kind of a smart ass and
yeah.
The lines weren't that funny, so he didn't come off that great, I think. But in Whiplash, he's
was
a real character.
Kind
he was
of
playing.
On Spectacular now.
No, I mean, I like that movie a lot, but I didn't really come around on Miles Teller completely until Whiplash. That's the one that made me go.
Me too.
Because I sat through that awkward moment, which is just fucking awful, and it was just a shame that like Michael B. Jordan got dragged into that as well, and he's a great young actor that should be in better stuff.
I know Michael B. Jordan.
Zac Efron.
I'm aware of him.
Huh?
Zac Efron.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened to him?
He's still doing great.
He was in Neighbors.
Neighbors and...
oh, right.
Charlie Cloud.
Little brother.
Charlie St. Cloud.
It's not Charlie St. Cloud.
It's about a porn star, right?
It was about uploading your feet. I mean, your instinct to clap was correct. Everyone should be applauding that. That is like a 12-minute later callback to the you can't upload your feet.
Wait, now you're giving yourself kudos for what a long period of time went by before
and
you brought something back?
You just answered our question. The last thing Don Draper pitches, kudos, snack bars. Jesus Christ, it's fun. It's fun having fun. Capri Sun.
Oh.
It's not a drink. It's a bag you pack on where you want to go.
Don Draper is the one who came up with the name Kudos.
Can we just have a game where we try to come up with the last thing that Don Draper ever like said in the board meeting? Just like, you know. I guess not, you know.
I want to join the riff.
I didn't hear the first part. I just missed the first part.
If we can have a game where we come up with the very last thing that Don Draper ever pitched.
Yeah.
That's what I said earlier.
Sterling Cooper, Draper, The Price is Right.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Oh, yeah, he's going to say that?
I just did my best.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Edit that part out.
But keep this part.
Sorry, Pete.
Now.
No editing. No edits.
It's the way to do it.
It's all going out there.
I bet your dick leans to the left.
Well, like, that's it.
Like,
thanks for coming,
everybody.
There's a wall
there or something, you know, just to rest for a second.
Holding a red cup at a boring party. Is that Doug's dick leaning on that wall?
Can you name another Paul Walker film besides the ones you already mentioned?
Smallville, right? No.
What?
What do I mean? I
heard Pleasantville. You mean
Pleasantville.
Great movie.
Pleasantville.
I heard a yes in the audience, though. I did hear it. Someone was on
here. Yeah, somebody was on my... They knew what I meant. Pleasantville is a Superman thing. Superman...
Smallville is a Superman thing, Mr. Pete Holmes.
Pleasant... That's right. Thank you kindly. I'm disturbed by how similarly dressed we are. I just... When I saw you, I was like, oh, I'm trying to look like a child.
You guys do have similar jacket philosophies.
Yeah, yeah.
We do. We're both going with the, you know, the kind of Fast and the Furious stunt feet look.
You know. But you look like everybody I know, which means we're all just trying. This is
We're all just trying to just get up every morning, Pete.
You're doing it, man.
He's so centered.
Those are good. I know.
You're all just trying to get up every morning.
Like, if I never said anything, how long would this go on for? Like, how long would you just chat about nonsense?
Doug, earlier, I turned to you to be like, oh, the game's going to continue, and I got called out for it. Pete was like, your body language indicates that I was just trying to get the show going. Well, and now I'm roped in with, oh, my God. You guys, it feels like we've been here for 40 days, right?
This is more laborious than the Spectacular Now. Hey, Doug, did you consider the
Spectacular Now is a lot better than Pleasantville, I'll just say that.
Ooh, Pleasantville.
Pleasantville is a sack of shit.
No,
I disagree. I think they're apples and
oranges. It's so pretentious and fake, and the rules don't apply. Throughout the entire movie, the rules just continually
that
change.
That was before we cared about
the
rules.
Kind of shit that, yeah, the kind of shit that you nitpick on, Pleasantville is loaded with it.
That's true, but when everything comes into color and he paints the woman, I cry every time. Did you consider the name Doug Heinesty?
No.
I bet your dick goes straight down.
My dick?
Yeah.
My dick.
I bet we could find water with your dick.
Well, it's you're going to come in handy in California, D.C.
Good thing I already live here. Yeah, my dick is sort of like something from Dune.
Yeah,
I would say. It has, there's like a creed you have to memorize.
It's got a huge budget and it didn't make it. Huge budget, not critically well received.
Right, you're like David Lynch, maybe not a great fit for it, but it did inspire him to go and only do things he was passionate about. I think you're right, yeah. My dick is like a large failed commercial enterprise. But ultimately, it's very interesting, and then that Jodorowsky tried to make for a number of years. He tried to make my dick.
Pink Floyd almost did the soundtrack.
The dick is going to be many colors. Hi, Doug. What are we doing?
I'm giving you a point for at least it was a movie reference.
Thank you.
And I'm taking away a point for Pete for trying to go back to music references.
You just don't want me to win.
I do not want you to win.
Everybody listening, all the purists know Pete won this one.
How often do you win on At Midnight?
I've never won.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's always horseshit. I'm trying to keep it light and have fun, riffing, helping bits, doing bits, laughing, breaking crisp balls. I look down at the end, I got 200 points. I'm like the most fun guy.
You get points for being fun.
You should get points for being fun.
I think that's
how
it works.
But what if you're like a really valuable midnight player in like Moneyball terms? Like you're not flashy, but they actually break it down by the numbers, and it's like Pete's actually the most consistent.
Yeah, that's right.
He will always get 200 points.
But he's got an unattractive girlfriend. That's no confidence. That's a Moneyball reference.
And Pete's trying to get cast away to the Red Sox. Thanks, guys.
Is that another Moneyball reference?
Yeah, totally.
Come on.
Because they try to recruit him at the end. Great movie. Doug?
My girlfriend's very attractive.
Yeah, when you worked that in there, I was like, what? Didn't I just see her? Well,
No, she's gorgeous. But like the funny throw, ugly
right,
girlfriend.
Right, like that scene at the beginning.
These are the
where
things
they're...
that why they don't, no bad
the
jaw.
The old scouts, the old guard. Doug? Should I keep throwing to you like a newscaster?
No.
We now go live to Doug with the game, Doug.
That whole movie, I was just like, why doesn't this
because see what happens when you do that? It does not matter. Might as well just wait for me to just come in really loud and hot and insist on forcing my game on everybody.
Going first in the Leonard Maltin game.
Do you want to play a game I made up?
Nope.
You're going to like it.
Oh, in that case, yes.
I play this at bars all the time. All right, so let's start with a good one. All right, how many Twitter followers do they have? Tom Cruise, Doug? Zero points.
He's got 3.5 million.
DC.
I'm going to say 6 million.
6 million.
I'm going to go with 701,000 because it's not an official account. It's a parody account.
It's an official account. Do you want to change your answer?
No.
DC gets it. Tom Cruise has 5.1 million.
Whoa.
Bill Gates.
That's enough.
This is a good game.
Yeah,
he tried to start his own podcast in the middle of the puck. He tried to break away. He tried to form a coup. He is the ISIS of podcasting. Trying to form his own state.
Bill Gates?
No,
you want to play? It's itching you. It's itching you.
A little bit. I want to. It
Doug wants
enticing.
To guess too.
He's a hardliner.
Huh?
Bill Gates.
Okay. Oh, fucking Bill Gates.
Not
Tom,
a parody.
Tom Cruise has 5.1.
Yeah.
It's just, whenever I look at how many followers somebody has, it kind of surprises me how weirdly varying it is. But what can Bill Gates possibly be writing that people are...
His last tweet was
into?
One day ago. Also, it's kind of like a phone a friend. I will show you the photo.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's
what
a
photo does sometimes.
Oh,
tell
he's
you.
A nerd. I thought he was fucking yoked.
Wait, is
okay,
this,
that
is this Twitter
things.
Or Grindr? What are we looking at? All right. I'll go with 3.2 million.
3.2, less than
hey,
Cruise.
It's me, Bill. I'm only in town for the night looking to update your user interface. That's Bill Gates on Grindr. That's my bit. That's all I got. We've been here for 4 days.
How much? Let's get this over with.
Oh, I'm going to say he has 10 million followers.
I'm going to go with 6.3 million.
What was yours?
10 million.
You win. He has 21.1.
Jesus!
Okay, remember when I was...
Why does he have 16 million more people than Tom Cruise?
I don't know, baby.
Like, what is he saying? What are either of them saying that gets them into the millions?
Because he's Microsoft, man.
Oh, wait. Now I get it.
What Dylan's presupposing is if you say anything like a stoner, it sounds like wisdom.
You add man to it, it's a fact, man.
That was the missing ingredient for the Bill Gates Tinder reference.
Oh,
I'm only in for one night. Sorry, I'm Microsoft.
Oh, that's great.
Together, all three of us can make one good joke. That's what we're learning.
And I'll probably give you a virus.
Oh! Give me a second, DC.
He's charismatic.
Give me a second.
Doug.
This game, the Leonard Maltin game, is it's me intensive. It's got a lot of me talking in it, and I'd like to do most of the talking. Unfortunately, Pete gets to pick the first category.
Yeah.
So he gets to participate more than I would like. But then, DC, you'll be up second, and then we go to Dylan. And Pete, you can choose between Raging Bull, that's films where Robert De Niro smokes weed.
Ooh.
Go Bananas, that's movies with apes in the title. I'll give you an example. The Grand Budapest Hotel has apes in the title. And your third option... Stay with us, Pete. You can do it,
it
Pete.
It made him make an ape face.
Wahlberg versus Wahlberg. And that's movies where Mark Wahlberg had more than one movie come out in the same year. The ghost of the Uncola Nut guy thinks it's very funny.
I'm going to go with Raging Bull.
Okay, it's Raging Bull. Movies where De Niro smokes weed. The year is 1997, Pete. 3 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie leisurely paced, but he also says it's got dynamite performances all around. Yeah. And he lists 9 names.
I can do it with the top 3 names.
I'm sure that that is true, but what I need you to do is bid as if we're going to read them from the bottom. So you might want, I don't know, maybe 9 names.
0 names.
Oh. DC, what are you going to do with that?
I will say if negative 1 name.
What?
Settle down, Tyrese.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it's not butter.
More relevant than ever.
Oh, my God. That should have gotten a standing ovation. How is he doing this?
Dylan, can you go more negative?
Dylan and the more negatives.
Or do you want to say D.C. Pearson, name that movie?
Let's go with D.C. Pearson in that movie.
All right. We need the name and the top billed person.
I'm saving us time. Oh, yes.
We're not going to say whether it's right or wrong until we hear all of it.
I'm going to guess, analyze this, Robert De Niro.
Whoa, that's interesting. You dove in so hard with such a wrong, such wrongheadedness. What did you think it was, Pete, when you said 0 names?
Jackie Brown.
That's correct.
Oh, duh. Oh, my God.
Dylan is on the board with 1 point, you guys.
Wait, do I get
easily one of my favorite movies? I'm so
you
ashamed.
Didn't get shit for
I'm
that,
so
Pete. Just how I like it.
This is a cool game where the person that just says "do it" gets a point.
Yeah,
that's certainly not the Achilles heel of this perfect game. What a stupid system.
Now, of course, Pete is speaking from experience because the only time he's ever won is by having other people name it.
Doug, the several times I've won, it's been making people name it. That alone should make you go back to the drawing board.
But you couldn't make yourself name it when you go first. That's so that true. Worked out perfectly. My plan is working. But Pete does get to pick the category again. And this time we're going to go to Dylan second. Oh. So keep that in mind when you're strategizing. And choose between these three, Pete.
Movies where Tom Hanks plays a music manager.
What's that category called?
Hank, you very much.
Hey, that could be harder than you think. We don't know what he was doing on that island all those years in that cut. He could have been trying to, him and Wilson, trying to get it together.
Have you ever been so high?
I came up with a name for it. That thing you didn't. But then I was also giving away the answer. Would you like? Mm. That's what she said. That was suggested by Nick underscore knack underscore no.
Nick-knack-no?
That's what she said. Movies with a female narration.
Ooh, Lord of the
that's
Rings.
That's fun, right? Lord of the Rings, of course.
Idiot. It happens more than ever. I mean, the world has changed.
Fast Batch Cumberbender. Pete?
That was a good joke.
Fast Batch Cumberbender. That's movies with Michael Fassbender or Benedict Cumberbatch. And finally, Martin Scorsese. Martin Scorsese. And that's Martin Scorsese movies without an R rating.
Okay. Female... Lady Talker. I'm going to go with Lady Talker. Woo! Dylan and the Lady Talkers.
Would you like a movie that's got a Lady Talker from 1990, 91, or 2006?
Let's go 2000. Let's go 1991.
Okay.
Why not? It's your area of expertise.
Wait, who just picked the year?
This one did.
Why? Pete's the one that gets to pick.
Oh. Pete's dismantling the game from the inside. Some men just want to see the show go off.
How many Twitter followers does Sprite have?
Sprite!
I just want to watch the game burn.
Which year do you want, Pete?
I want to do 91.
Okay.
He's our musical guest.
Okay. But Dylan, you are second after Pete starts off the bidding. 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1991. He says it was an Oscar winner in, it looks like, 4 categories. Uh-huh. He also says that some versions of this movie feature additional footage. Yeah, I mean...
Regular footage or stunt
footage? You could say that about most movies. So that's a shitty clue. This movie, interestingly enough, gives us no one to root for.
Oh, the spectacular now. Oh, come on.
And Leonard lists 11 names.
No one to root for with a lady talker.
Yeah, 11 names.
What was happening in 1991?
Let's go back and think about it. Just bid.
I'm going to say, how many names?
11.
9/11. I mean, nine
you have to
out
pick
of 11.
One out, okay, 9/11.
I can do
I thought he was being German and disagreeing with you. 11. 9/11.
All right, Dylan.
In Germany, they never forget no 11. Do you know what 9/11 is? I asked
Dylan,
that
how many names? Dylan. Pete says 9.
Pete says 9.
Just win the game. Tell me to name it and win.
It's an interesting strategy.
I mean, don't you want to win?
Don't mean we all
want to
win.
Do you want to win or do you want to be right?
That's the ultimate decision you have to make in life.
Well, it's not peer pressure because they're not appears.
Dylan's my big... I'm his big brother.
You live in the basement below the basement.
9 out of 11's a lot of names, Dylan, so do what you gotta do.
Let's see. So a name of a movie from 1991 with lady talkers, as
yeah, lady talkers,
as Pete puts it, with nine names.
You would be making him name it with nine, or you would have to say
eight
or less,
or seven, yeah, or six.
Six,
or
five, four.
So
three.
I would.
So many options.
I would need five.
He's saying five names, DC.
Name that movie.
Okay, DCP. If he names it, then, you know, that means he's the winner.
I know.
So it's quite a risk you're taking.
But it'll be
here.
More of a thrill than me not knowing what this movie is. I didn't even know movies existed in 91.
Just because they didn't have them in that cult that you were in.
Thank you, Doug. That's called joining the rift. Everyone else, just let it simmer.
Your five names are
Susan Sarandon.
Don't guess.
Jeff Buckley.
Just makes,
Buckley?
Makes it all more confusing. The movie is not Roadhouse.
Ernest. Scared Stupid.
Xander Berkeley.
Ooh.
Jeanette Goldstein.
Jeanette.
Danny Cooksey.
There he is.
Castulo Guerra.
I love Castulo.
And Esapathamurkison.
Esapathamurkison.
Yeah.
That sounds like you ask someone for directions and then they just fuck with you. Esapathamurkison.
Which way do I go? Esapathamurkison.
Esapathamurkison. Thing that Snaggletooth says when he's flustered.
Any idea, Dylan?
Let's see. We got a lot to go on here with...
Esapathamurkison.
Big career she had. Or he? Who is that?
They. It's a duo.
Esapathamurkison and Teller.
That was good.
Esapathamurkison, attorneys at law.
Esapathamurkison in space.
Esapathamurkison of the spotless mind.
Esapathamurkisons of anarchy.
All right, I'll pass to save everyone some time. I do not know the answer.
All right, so that means that DC's on the board. He's got a point. And the lady narrator of this particular film is a lady who goes by the name Linda Hamilton. And it also stars Arnold Schwarzenegger and Edward Furlong.
I don't know it.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Oh, yeah. Is there a colon in that movie?
Yeah, there is. Well, in the title. I don't know about it in the actual movie.
Technically,
I forget
actor.
Which parts of people the Terminator rips out of their bodies.
Who is Esapathamurkison, the T-1000?
She's
JK, it's Robert Patrick.
She's a...
He wasn't interested in the answer at all. He was just setting us up.
I was really
we
trying
took him
to
at
answer.
Face value.
Yeah, I was like, I'll tell you who Esapathamurkison is.
Is the janitor that gets the finger through the eye.
No, she isn't.
Esapathamurkison plays the skeleton of Linda Hamilton.
No, she doesn't.
She's the apocalyptic
nightmare. No, that's not her.
Esapathamurkison plays the runaway cowlick on
Come
Eddie
Come with
Furlong.
Me if you want to riff.
She has a slightly different. She has a slightly different name every time we riff on her.
Come with me if you want to ask about the murders.
God damn. All right, so Pete gets to pick the category again.
How many Pete? Followers does Esapathamurkison have?
Most people have
Let's
to be...
seriously do that one right now.
Most people right. have to be on a computer to troll.
I what say, the hell is
it? Pete Holmes.
Wait, does that, that even...
IRL troll.
Does that even fit a username? Is that even long enough? That can't be your username on
well,
Twitter.
Well, if you start typing in Esapatha, you're going to get the right you're gonna get the right business. Okay. Do you want me to do it?
I don't know their name.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I wrote in Esapathamurkison, and I think I joined Scientology.
Oh, All right. She's got a check mark. How many followers does she have, Pete?
I know this. She's got 28.3K,
according to Pete. Dylan?
Okay, she has 33.1,000.
I think we're going high.
I'm going to say 17,000.
We're going high. It's 1,700.
See, this is where this shit really trips me out. Like, Bill Gates has 5 million, and the awesome Essa Pathomurkison from Pee-wee's Playhouse and Law & Order, she only has 11K.
Hashtag yeah. Follow Essa Pathomurkison, you guys. Let's get it going.
Yeah, let's get it trending. Going. Follow Essa Patha.
That'd be amazing. She just wakes up one day and has like a million followers. That'd be so great.
Follow
Essa
Patha.
She's giving us so much joy.
And Bill Gates has 21 million.
And her name on Twitter is S_Apatha.
Essa Patha?
Essa Patha.
S-L.
Hmm. It kind of sounds like something that Jar Jar Binks would say.
Essa Patha. Essa
Patha. Miso Essa Patha. All right, here we go. Pete gets to start us off again. And since DC challenged Dylan on that last one, right? So then we go to DC. And would you like, which category, Pete? One Fine Day, the films of Rafe or Joseph Fiennes.
Ooh, Rafe.
Mm-hmm.
Ring Rafe.
Liar, Liar, movies that feature an appearance by Bill O'Reilly. And Vag Holders, which is my clever take on badge holders when I was at South by Southwest. It's not so clever anymore. Wasn't even then. But Vag Holders is movies directed by women.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's an important issue to bring up in the most sexist way I possibly can. Which one of those do you want to play?
What was the first
one? Rafe or Joseph.
Oh. Rafe or Joseph Fiennes.
All right.
One Fiennes Day.
Would you like Rafe or Joseph Fiennes movie from 1998 or 2008?
1998.
All right. 3.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie spirited. He says it's the winner of 7 Oscars. And it's vivid.
0 names.
He says 0 names, Dylan. I mean, DC. Pardon me. DC's turn is next. We might have a 3-way tie, bro.
Tell you.
-1 name.
Oh. Dylan, what are you going to do with that?
Nothing.
Just going to... If DC gets this wrong, you're going to be our
DC.
Winner.
Last time you did this, you fucking blew it.
I know. And I'll probably do it again. But it'll be fun.
Yeah,
and it'll be over, more importantly.
How old are you?
How old am I? 30.
You're 30?
Yeah.
I think you know what? This guy.
Thanks for weighing in on that, Pete. Dylan, you just say name that movie, DC, and then he'll have to name the movie and the top billed person, and he might be another swing and a miss.
And you would win.
Can we all say it together, name that movie, DC?
Sure.
Yeah, if you really want that to happen.
Come on, audience participation.
If I were dying, I would make a better wish, but...
All right, 3, 2, 1. Name that movie, DC.
Shakespeare in Love. And I'm going to say that Leonard says that the lead is... Well, I mean, his name's in the title, so I guess I'm going to go Joseph Fiennes.
Correct on both counts. You are our winner today.
How dare you?
He won by naming a movie, Pete.
I knew the movie, Doug.
Oh, okay.
I knew the movie.
Last pitch, Dylan. Dylan Gardner and the Make-A-Wish kids.
Oh, I like that. But they might, Make-A-Wish might have a problem with it.
Who says they're not really Make-A-Wish kids?
Well, they don't even exist. He plays all the instruments in his
own. Oh, that's
like,
true.
When you tour, do you have a whole band?
My brother is actually my drummer, and
How old is he?
He's 26. And I like this.
What were your parents up to for 8 years?
How old is everyone?
Between you and your brother?
It's built-in babysitting.
Oh, clever. Yeah. What a money saver.
Look at that.
Perfect reason to bring somebody into the world.
You're frisky tonight. We need someone to watch him.
Wait, but what that presupposes is that they have the babysitting kid well, with the DeLorean, I guess they can. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So your brother's 26. It's pretty old.
He is 26. Yeah, it's not a very riffable number, is it?
No, I got riffs.
I got some.
I got riffs.
Where's the person you were playing for, DC? Where
that person
individual?
Was. He was our Lightbright gentleman.
Oh yeah,
he was Jimmy.
Jimmy Lightbright. All right, so come get your Lightbright back. I assume you want that. And then grab your two bags of stuff. Yeah, retail value is probably about. $70.
He kind of looks like the guy that Lena Dunham ends up with. On Girls.
You're a spoiler machine.
The real spoiler would be if that guy played Magic the Gathering.
The other gentleman, please pass me your name tags with the shitheads on the back. Did you put a shithead on the back of your Andy?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Good, man. Good job. I'm going to give you your Ghostbusters thing back. Or does this not come off?
No.
Oh, it comes off. There you go. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What if it opened and a real ghost came out? And we were, all our lives were ruined?
I'd be impressed if a fake ghost came out of it, to be honest with you. Doesn't have to be a real one. What do you got to plug, Mr. Pete Holmes?
Ah, God. You Made a Weird podcast. That's a bang idea. You can also... Oh, thank you. I'm touring around a little bit. It's all on PeteHolmes.com. Check that out. Tour dates.
Yeah, go see Pete Holmes.
Yeah, go see me.
It's a really refreshing experience when he's the only one with a microphone.
It's the Pete Holmes I Got Riffs tour.
I would love to go.
I got riffs. They're multiplying. And Doug's losing control. I'm going to rewrite all of Grease to be about Pete. It's going to be called Pete's. And it's about Pete appearing on podcasts. Good night! Doug.
Yeah? This is Tyrese. I'm playing Kanicki on Broadway in Grease. Dylan, what do you got going on, man? You were at South By doing a show there, but now you're back in Los Angeles where you live. What's next?
What's next is going on tour for 2 months all around the country again and playing as many shows as possible and writing as many songs as possible and making musical albums until I die.
What's the first date of the tour? Like where, when and where? Do you know?
Gosh.
How soon you're going out?
The amazing thing
is
about
tonight?
Being a
tomorrow?
About being a touring musician is
after
like
college?
The itinerary
after college?
Is constantly changing.
Oh, it's always changing?
Always changing.
Okay.
I'm playing the Troubadour June 24th here in Los
cool.
Angeles. That's the next Los Angeles
that.
Show.
Yeah, that'd be great. And you have a website, though, right?
DylanGardnerMusic.com.
There you go.
Who has DylanGardner.com?
Oh, I don't know. Actually,
Bob Dylan's gardening company.
Sooner or later, all these plants will grow. We'll stop this from blowing in the wind.
P1, man. I'm not going to try to top that one.
I missed the high five, though.
The leaves, they are a changing.
Very good. I dropped my sunglasses.
Be sure to get both of D.C. Pearson's books.
Yes.
If you're a young adult or just think like one. And
you can even be a regular adult. You can be Magic the Gathering age. You could do it. Crab Kingdom is and Boy Who Couldn't Sleep. And they're both also, they're available anywhere fine books are sold. And they're also an audiobook. You can get them on Audible. And my friends and I are trying to make my first book, The Boy Who Couldn't Sleep, into a movie. And we made a proof of concept short that you can see at whocouldn'tsleep.com. So check it out.
Oh, all right.
Woo. Yeah.
Who had The Boy Who Couldn't Sleep.com?
He didn't.
Who has the guest who doesn't know when to wrap it up.com?
You salty dog.
Thank you to all of my guests, Pete Holmes, Doug Gardner, DC Pearson. 1 week from today, we're doing Doug Loves Movies at the Improv in Atlanta. And then after that, at 8 o'clock, there's still tickets available for a stand-up show with me and my guests from the Doug Loves Movies. It's going to be a whole fun night out there. And as always, David Lynch is a shithead?
No.
Oh, no.
All right, you can't argue. It's not a debate. Although I think you might agree with this part. Any remake of Ghostbusters is a shithead.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There was still
political.
Some controversy.
Political.
Another talk show. Eisenhold is viewing prowess, makes him cocky. There's no room in his
Doug Loves Movies was brought to you in part by DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Why wait until the end of the season to claim victory when you can win huge cash every day? Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Can't believe you haven't gone already. And use the promo code MOVIE to play for free. You can win part of $300 million in prizes being awarded this season at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.